Good morning, everyone. I would especially like to acknowledge the work of Angie Moore and Steve Becker, who are current and former grad students on this project. The hypothesis behind this research was that genetic variation in the wheat wild progenitor species, Aegilops toshii, could improve performance in wheat in the Great Plains. Now, Aegilops toshii has been shown to improve spring wheat performance in various countries, but its effect on winter wheat is much less explored. As you may know, wheat is a relatively recent result of a hybridization between the tetraploid emmer and represented by the A and B genomes, and Aegilops toshii with the D genome. It's believed that maybe only a few plants were involved in the hybridization, so resulting in a severe bottleneck, as diagrammed here, so that wheat has a very low genetic diversity. Now, an approach to improve that diversity has been through synthetic hexaploid lines, man-made hybrids between durum wheat, the tetraploid, and a wide range of accessions of Aegilops toshii with D genome. Once the toshii is within a synthetic hexaploid background, it can be easily crossed with any wheat. So that's what we did. We evaluated a large set of these synthetic hexaploids from CIMMYT, and out of those selected six that we thought were the most promising. And those were crossed to Hatcher and then back-crossed to the adapted parent. We selected for visual traits and especially for winter habit. We harvested seed for yield testing, and some of these lines were then crossed again to form the second back cross. So the material we tested had either 25% synthetic germplasm on average or 12.5%. Here's a portion of our results. The six synthetic hexaploids are indicated by numbers, and then Hatcher, and then a set of commercial checks. The bars represent the mean performance under dry and wet conditions side by side, and the red dots indicate the performance, the best performance of lines within those populations. So in general, the means of the populations were lower than Hatcher, but individual lines in each of the populations were as good or in some cases better than Hatcher. We felt that looking at data over a number of environments that it was synthetics 320 and 380 that gave rise to productive hybrids and stably productive hybrids. Another way of looking at the results, and this can be very informative, is to plot yield under limited irrigation, which is shown here on the x-axis, versus yield, or grain weight in this case, under full irrigation. The red lines indicate the mean performance in each of those environments. So it's really the lines in the upper right quadrant which would be most attractive. Good performance under both wet and dry conditions. The checks are indicated by yellow circles and the synthetic drive lines by blue diamonds. So we did have a number of the synthetic drive lines that were as good or better than Bird under both conditions. Bird is the most popular variety in Colorado and known for performance across a range of environments. So the answer to our question is that yes, synthetic hexaploid material can improve the yield and adaptation of winter wheat. Whether it's Aegilops toshii or the tetraploid parent that is contributing that, we don't know that yet. It could be either one of those parents that is responsible for the benefit. So to discuss this more, if you'd like to see more details, please stop by. Poster 804, I believe. Thank you.